Blog Talk Radio.
I let a bitch get away with something last night. I shouldn't have let her get away with it.
And I'm saying, if you're trying to make having bitches a business, you already fucked.
You're listening to your number one radio station.
Rosebud, Bitter Dough.
Are you a macaholic? Spitting game to a lady. Will you take a grip tonight? Can you keep a loose one, baby? Give it if it takes all night.
That's right. Time to do this. I got some shit to talk about tonight. Damn, a lot of y'all on here already. Hey, check this out. Tonight, I'm going to just, because you got to understand, I'm starting my new semester tomorrow. I got a lot of new students. I got a lot of returning students. And I'm starting to see light at the end of the tunnel. I know I might be going a little bit over y'all head. You be going square that ain't tried to get with the chorus. You ain't tried to get with SWU. But I know a lot of SWU people listening to me. And they going to hear all the shit up in the kick. But when you believe you like, let's say, an alpha motherfucker. Now, this is whether you work 9 to 5 or you get your money from the streets. You got to understand what motivates you. I know you guys remember that cartoon Popeye. Now, do you know what motivated Popeye? Spinach. That motherfucker gets some spinach and whatever. Little skinny arms, he beat Brutus ass, everybody ass. Attention. Attention is your goddamn spinach. If you don't understand that, you don't want to be up front. You want to be in the back. If you understand attention is your spinach, then you try to seek as much of it as you possibly could. That's why I'm like I am. I want the attention because it's my spinach. I'm not afraid. I'm not going to let some unknown situation make me not project what I want to project. I'm going to have my teeth in order. Any other aspect of my appearance is going to be a source of insecurity for me or you if you know it's not up to par. And the thing is, 2-4 was up.
I was just letting you know you're breaking up.
I'm breaking up.
Yep. I don't know if you can hear me clear, but you're starting to break up. You're in and out. All right.
Okay, I'm back. Hey, am I still breaking up?
Yeah. When you start talking consistently, then it starts to break.
Man, what the fuck is this shit? 731, what's up?
It's choppy. It ain't breaking up. It's choppy, though, but it ain't breaking up. Keep speaking.
Yeah, that was the same thing.
Okay. I don't know what that is, but goddamn it, I am going to keep speaking. Because what I'm saying is this. I ain't really talking your teeth when I mention your teeth. I'm really talking about anything personal in particular to you. My whole point about this is I don't want to fuck with people who want to be in the background. That's why, you know, at SWU, I want you on Front Street. Your ass is going to be on Front Street. Nothing you think or say is going to be able to be hidden unless you hide. And if you hide from the group, you hide from the conference call, you hide from all the things that's behind the group, you hide from this. It's on you. You already have me. I ain't mad at you. But I do know when motherfuckers follow through, when motherfuckers don't let the pressure I put on them break. Because, let me tell you something, pressure will bust a leg, fella. You got to understand that. And, man, don't tell me, I'm still breaking up 2-4.
Uncle Bud.
What's up?
Yeah, you're still a little bit choppy, but I was going to ask you a question because I signed up for this semester for SWU, but you didn't send me the link yet. I signed up this weekend. I was the one texting you this weekend.
What's your name?
GW.
Yeah, man, I just sent you one. You guys asked me to send the link.
You sent it to my email?
Is your email the same email you use in the book?
Yeah, it should be RAQIIB71.
Yeah, I just sent you another. Yeah, that's your email. I just sent you another link. You can go to your notification. Go click your notification or your messages, and you'll see a link.
Okay, because I'm going to check, because I was thinking that the course started next Monday, but you had texted me, emailed me back saying it was this Monday.
This starts Monday, tomorrow.
Yeah, I want to make sure I get in.
Don't worry, I'll make sure, man. Keep stay in touch with me so I'll make sure you're there.
Yes, sir.
All right, see, now, the thing that I believe makes me able really be me is that every goddamn thing about me represents where I'm coming from. My conversation, my dress, my attitude, the actual content of what I say, all represents, I ain't giving a fuck. You know, you deal with it, I mean, as far as if you want to, or not, because that's what I'm doing. I'm dealing with it or not, and if I don't want to, think it's like, I'm wrong. Fuck you. See, old Popeye needed his spinach to be at his best. And I need my spinach, just like you need your spinach to be at your best. But until you understand what your spinach is, you might not be able to be at your best. See, attention for a person that is in leadership mentality or capacity is his finish or the spinach he needs because he's not afraid of responsibility. Once you seek that attention and you start receiving that attention, there are things you'll be consciously aware of that you was not consciously paying attention to before you start getting all this attention. And see, that's what y'all set up. Each and every one of you are afraid of. You don't want that attention because you might not be able to shine into the spotlight. What the fuck are you mean? If that weak kid, if your persona is properly coordinated, it's going to give you some kind of strength that you can use to promote your fucking concerns to people. Now, like I said, those of you who have successfully attended as the you, or you bought that conference course, you should truly understand something. So that's what you came from, and that's what you had to get. And no matter what, it wasn't hard, but it damn sure ain't easy. Because you've been lying to yourself for how old you are. And you don't even need to be lying. Half the time, you know money line, because you told yourself you're going to be honest. When you out, you know, you being on the winning side of the night should be your main concern. So how you win, what makes night a success for a person like you or me? Well, for me, my night is a success when I go out. I do absolutely what I want to. Now, sometimes I go out and I, whatever, see abroad or whatever, and I might make some sort of changes in what I'm doing. I might go over and make sure I do this or this, pull in over here, and I really wasn't. I might pull in. When I do that kind of shit, I don't have, you know, a successful night. Because a successful night allows me to ride past a bitch and not give a fuck about her. That's success to me. Because the bitch, all of them, the really kick, they come at me. And one or another, they come at me. They come at me through speaking, through look, through some kind of thing that's going to invite me in. And when I recognize it and get at it and get in, oh, that's a successful night. Because all I want to do is be sharp. I'm a fucking still hard show for my pussy. But it's about pussy. It's about me feeling invincible. You know, bitch, I don't give a fuck about the pussy. Period. I don't know. That makes me feel invincible. So when I feel invincible, I have to do the things a person of invincibility does, which is not give a fuck about no bitch. I don't know about you guys, but in order for any of this goddamn shit to occur, you got to be fully prepared. Dress-wise, mentality-wise, I'm talking about right down to the color of your goddamn socks. This kind of shit gives you courage. The same courage you're going to need to be brave enough to reach out to a motherfucking woman you have known all of 5 seconds. And you're going to be able to speak to this bitch as if you've known her all her fucking life. And you're going to be able to do that. Not because you've known her all your life, but because you know you. And right now, you engage her in conversation. So whether you know her or not, you're going to engage her in the course of engaging her. She's going to cream, and she's going to get to like you. Why? Because she just met you, too. You didn't comfort her to such an extent, she could sit and talk to you. Because, guys, you ain't rushing about no goddamn pussy. You ain't rushing about nothing. You trying to figure out a way to leave. You didn't say it twice. You know, I really didn't be all this time with you, lady. But whatever you say, you gotta let a motherfucker know what the time it is. And that's you. You gotta let you know what time it is. And my courses help see if any motherfucking woman's out of beauty. Fuck curves. My shit make you look for the key to open her up to you. That's what you want. 2247.
I don't know if I'm the only one that's hearing this. Ain't nobody else confirming it, but yeah, you're real choppy. I'm trying to get these crumbs, but I can't grab them like I need to grab them.
Man, don't hit me up this no more. My shit's choppy. Get it off. Listen. You know, I don't give a fuck.
Huh?
All right,
hey, what's going on, bud? Just wanted to shout you out. Yeah, I was about to say the same thing, but if that's what it is, let's roll.
I can't help it, man. I'm a computer geek, and there must be something going on. I already refreshed this shit. I don't really know what's up. I can just not kick it.
Okay, well, I know how you roll anyway, so I could pretty much get what you're saying, you know?
I hope you can. I hope all y'all can, man. I got to get a text out of me because this shit is crazy. But in order for it to be the way I'm talking about, you got to be 100% confident. You got to be 100% about your appearance. And you got to be 100% confident about your perception. If you can see things clearly, you know you just don't know how much of a monster you automatically are. I don't know if you guys knew the way you feel about your motherfucking nuts hanging because your friend. So you think you only get one nut, meaning you don't stand up all the time and you know you're really soft with women. So you think that way about yourself. That's where your frame of mind is. Your frame of mind is a real topsy-turvy place because of your indecisiveness getting with who the fuck you want to get with, which is you. And I really hope, I see you guys come on and off. I hope this is as bad as I'm saying it. Because no, I only can hear me talk. I don't hear how you repeat. And I'm really sorry it's fucked up, but I didn't know it was going to be, so I don't know, maybe. I bought that goddamn thematic bullshit to do everything for your goddamn computer. That motherfucker ain't did shit for my computer. Any motherfucking way. When you get at a woman, this is how I tell you. This is how I think. When you get at a woman, you got to be here as a dope. And your conversation is her drug of choice. Now, you know, if you're a dealer, somebody coming to you, you're going to serve them right. But you ain't going to serve them too much, and you ain't going to serve them too little because you want them coming back. That's how you talk to a bitch. You fucking tell her something, you don't tell her all of it. Are coming at you about what you're saying, you need to avoid the real details. This is to get her talking to you. And what you do when you drop the details on this, going to answer a whole bunch of questions that's in her mind, and she's going to relax. She's going to relax. And the more she relaxes, the easier it's going to be for you to talk to her. Because bitches can't fake when they relax, when they're relaxed. They only can fake when they tense up, ready to fake. If you break them motherfuckers down and make them relax, they're going to be truthful with your motherfucking ass. Of course, none of you would know that because none of you take the time to do it. Why don't you stop doubting this shit and try the shit? You motherfuckers kill me, man. You ain't never heard this shit. But if a nigga say it, rather than you trying to find out if it's true, you'd be like, oh, man, that's some bullshit. Okay, that's some bullshit. I ain't mad. To me, observation. The key, every goddamn thing depends on your observation. And your appearance is only complimentary or vice versa. Right now is your observation because just that she has judged you in a fraction of a second, you should have seen any indication in her appearance that she's fake. Anything that's going to show you she's fake. No. You ain't going to even look for that. You ain't going to even try to see if this is a fake bitch. Let that bitch waste your time. Man, you got to design your conversation to where you're going somewhere. If it's 5 minutes in, you definitely ain't where you at when you started. Because that's how you got to talk. That's what you think conversation is, to not really say nothing and just shoot the shit. No, conversation is for you to move whoever you talking to, whatever you thinking. If you can't do that, you ain't got no conversation. I got hella conversations. You got to be sharp. You got to see every gesture that this woman makes, and you got to assign some sort of meaning to it, even if it's only a conversation or a language that only you speak. But I'm telling you, really believe in what you're doing, you will see whatever you assign to the gesture is going to damn the what it means. See, most people don't understand this point. Just because you have a desire for clothes and shit don't mean you're a quality person. And the average woman knows that because she buys quality, I mean, she buys designer shit. And she knows she ain't no quality bitch. See, as a matter of fact, when you approach a woman and you're wearing some slick shit, you basically tell her how to charge your goddamn ass. Because you guys are books, you're open books. All the you got to do is read the book from last goddamn whatever whatever series, and you fall right in, right in step. See, at the least, she's gonna see you as having a little money because you have the shit. My point is your frame of mind is one of the most important keys to catching. And if you don't understand the little things that I hope you're hearing, because I'm having a fucking broadcast, but I hope you hear, if you don't understand these little things, just go, well, you ain't gonna shoot yourself in the foot. But you just go goddamn wasting a lot of time. Your clothes and all of the glamour, that's just a part of your overall persona. If your appearance really represents you, that's how you live. But what I'm saying is, if you look at me the way I'm dressed, you would imagine my car clean. So I talked to Brian and walked up to the car and see the car clean and all that. Now she said, that's how I live. So I talked to bitch in front of my house and she see my house is just like I'm talking, organized, clean, and she's very comfortable. 90% of my work done. All because everything I represented matched. Now, on the other hand, I'm dressed like a motherfucker. My car, clean. Go to my house, and I got to, oh, shoot, my crib, baby. You know, I got to clean up. I didn't blow it. That's how easy it is to blow. And that's how easy it is to not blow it. You know you're going out when you have a, so you got to look at your crib, make sure it's clean. You don't know who's coming back. You don't know what you might do. 716, what's up?
Man, but I'm listening to you talk, man, and you just making me smile in my heart, man. I just want to let everybody on this call know that I've been to SWU, man, and anybody that hasn't been need to go, because everything that I do, now I graduated and I can still hear Bud in the back of my mind like, yo, do this, do that, do this and do that. Man, I just bagged a couple ones a day. One online, she came over, just gave me everything that any man would want. Man, and, hey, superficial, like he was just talking about superficial attraction, the looks and all of that. It ain't that it's not good to dress up and everything, but you already look like a mark in their mind. But the real is when you get to the conscious and the real attraction and the deep attraction. But man, I've been through a lot of coaches, a lot of different information. Don't nobody drop it like Bud do.
For Oh, man, I appreciate you, brother. Now I know you are, man, since you said you went to SWU. And I looked at your number, Paul.
You already know.
I didn't know who you was at first, man. Good shit, brother. Hey, you guys, the thing about like Paul, so he came to SWU, and he ain't got no problem with the conversation. The motherfucker, I stole some of his lines. What he needed to find out more about was this guy himself and how. Because he got all the little things he do, little products he makes, shit. This motherfucker is a monster. And I'm sure he's really good living the life because he did graduate and he did well. And me and him fell out once or twice because he's a bullheaded motherfucker. But I love that shit. I ain't backing down. The only thing you could do is quit. Stay. Because if you're staying, you're going to see I'm telling you the truth. I'm telling you what's going to make you be a monster. Because you was all within you. Ain't about no bitch. Ain't about no goddamn clothes. It's only about what goes through your fucking mind when you want to talk. And as long as you know what that is, you're going to be, all right, come on, man. I'll see you again, nigga. Don't be taking a long time bragging.
Nah, man. I just want to say, man, just do the math, yo. Okay, you might have somebody that got 10, 20 years experience in this and that, but okay, you do the math, man. Now, you got somebody that make you feel at home and that got 50, 60 years into what you interested in and what your heart calling you to. Man, do the math, man. That's all.
That's right, man. That's right. God damn it, I ain't calling on you no more, Paul. You gonna be spilled too much. No, man. You have another question here? I got you. See you guys. Man, come on. What's up, 916?
Oh, yeah. What's going on, bud? I'm just calling in. Everybody talking about this SWU. Shit, I want to just go ahead and put my bread down on it.
And go up.
I'm having a hard time here. You can say that one more time.
Ask Rosebud@gmail.com. That's my.
Okay.
That's, wait a minute, man. You know what? I'm gonna take your number and I'll call you after the show. Give you all the 911.
All right. Definitely. 100% in. So.
All right. I'll speak about it right now, man.
All right.
The doggone SWU offer the don't really know. SWU is my brainchild. I bought this when I got out them streets and I first created that doggone confidence course. Now, I didn't think of SWU at that point. I'm just giving people a course. And everybody is telling me how great the course is. They loved it. But I was doing these shows and people would call me telling me how much game they got from the course. But they would be sitting there backwards shit. So I said, of course, they say it like that, blah, blah, blah. I realized that motherfuckers learning the course the same way they do everything else, half-assed. They're not doing what the course asked them to do. If they go do this 5 times, they might go do it once or twice, but they didn't do it the same way both times, so they ain't learning shit. So I realized then they needed me to actually teach it to them. And that's where SWU came from. You come in that school, my course is dope for the simple reason, just for example, let's say it's 100 things in there to learn. And this person that's in the course don't know any of them. Now, he learns 8 things, and he thinks he the shit. Because these 8 things are some shit that he never knew. And he walks around because he's learned this stuff, feeling that this course was great. But he's not considering the 92 other things that he didn't learn. See, that's what SW is about. If it's 100 things to learn, you learning all 100 of them, or you not passing. I don't give a damn about a B. A B, I mean, it's passing, but you ain't going to graduate until you get an A. Because if you was a doctor, then you was going to operate on me. Your ass better be than got all A's, because if I find out you got a C or a B, your ass can't operate on me. That's just how I feel, bro. And my life is worth me believing that. That's why I done dedicated everything to SW. And it's starting to pay off. It's been 3 years. And at first, of course, no graduates. Everything's fucked up, out of order. So my semesters are only 90 days. But I have realized, and I've told people, you ain't going to graduate the first 9 days. But you don't have to pay again to come back. Once you pay, you can come back. Unless you don't come back, let's say you're here this semester, and you don't come back next semester, but you want to come back the semester after that, well, you must want to spend some more money. Because if you don't go semester until you graduate, you can't go free because you ain't serious. For one thing, you should never quit. But if you do, that's on you. But if you want to come back, you can. You got to come back before the semester ends. You got to end with the semester. And I don't care if you pass or whatever, but you could come back. Because I ain't trying to take your money. I'm trying to take your fear. I'm trying to get all that fear out your motherfucking ass. That's why when people ask me questions about SWU, I don't really answer. I mean, I answer them, but I don't really try to answer them because, man, I'm not trying to sell you shit. If you want to improve, let's get out. If you don't, I'm not going to talk you into spending your money. I'm not going to say something that you want to hear that's going to make you buy my shit. Fuck you. That's what I think. 609, what's up?
Yeah, what's up?
My brother, what's happening?
Ain't nothing, man. What the fuck we talking about tonight, man? You sound like an advertisement and shit.
Hey, you shouldn't be listening. Just hang your phone up, bro.
I thought we supposed to be talking about getting that bitches, man.
Hey, I'm telling you what you should do. Hang your goddamn phone up. Go listen to the motherfucker that's going.
Niggas talking about mathematics. I feel like I'm in motherfucking church or something, man. What the fuck we talking about? Fucking bitches and shit.
Hey, what are we talking about? You're so silly you can't hear it. You little suckers, man. And you don't care that you a sucker. Yeah, he got off, and he can't talk no shit to me. Sucker ass motherfucker. 224, what's up?
Yeah, Uncle Bud, we shouldn't even be conversating on what he's talking about. I got a question regarding appearance and how you present yourself with women and stuff. I'm recently divorced from a 16-year marriage, and I live with my mom now. I'm back. I'm 48 years old, so I live with my mom, and I'd rather invest in renting, you know, paying her than paying somebody else rent or whatever and doing that type of stuff. My truck is paid off. My truck is old or whatever and all this type of stuff. Is appearance necessary to have that type of confidence that you need to push forward?
Hey, brother. Appearance has nothing to do with your car, where you live, none of that. Appearance has to do with your mind allows you to think about your life, period. So what I'm saying is if you have a shirt and some jeans, not that you're a gangbanger, but that's what you have on. You're not sharp, but your appearance is going to be intact because everything that comes out of your mind will represent you come from, and you come from t-shirts and jeans. You just wearing t-shirts and jeans. That's why your clothes, your jewelry, your truck, none of that has anything to do with you. Because when
I don't do t-shirts and jeans. I said I don't do t-shirts and jeans. I'm pretty clean. I'm a clean guy, whatever. But
because you're not hearing shit. You're talking about superficial bullshit that I'm saying ain't
right.
Well, what are you talking about? Ain't nobody into that. I don't nobody care how clean you are. I'm asking you, are
right.
if your appearance represents what you think. And if it does, then you shouldn't worry about your clothes or your old or any of that shit. You worry about what the fuck you're thinking. You shouldn't be thinking about that shit. How many motherfuckers ride around with a paid off car? Or truck?
Nope. Normally, I don't think about that, but that was the topic, so I just brought it up just so, you know, everybody else can know what's going on.
Bro, you're making things up for you to think that's going to let you accept not doing shit. You're allowing yourself to say all the things that people let themselves think when they have a mission so they don't complete the mission. That's why your truck, let's say as a man, I remember I had a 96 Ranger, and it was for a while my only transportation, but this was like 2000 and, I don't know, my daughter was born, but whatever. What I'm saying is I had that truck, and it didn't hardly represent me. If I wanted to go
right.
to the picnic while all the motherfuckers are stuck, I'm in my truck with my daughter at the picnic. Can't give a fuck and all the patties or whatever is there. Fuck you, motherfuckers. Man, that's more than me. Because I'm standing right there with them. My check out, brother. I'm standing there with them talking. Not my fault. I am. Not the truck. The truck might be talking some 96 shit, but I'm talking whatever year it is and futuristic shit. 7 months, God bless you, Paul. What, nigga?
You told me.
Stay on.
Yo.
Go ahead.
Yo, you heard me?
Yeah, what?
Yeah, yeah, I just wanted to say that, man, exactly what you're saying is true because, you know, I learned a lot out of 100 things using 100, but it's so much more, and if I had a lot more money, I would get a lot more. Like, the superficial stuff, all of the looks and all of that, that's superficial. But he not telling you everything on this. When you in the class, he telling you about psychology behind it, all of that.
Yeah, but I'll give it up. I'll do all that, but I don't want to call a motherfucker to do shit. You, Paul. Hey, Paul, you know why you did it at first? At first we got to talk, and you got, man, I don't need this. You do. We bumped in like a motherfucker, man. The motherfucker made his mind up. I don't, when we have one conversation, I might do some convincing. I'm going to, you know, I ain't going to convince nothing. I want whoever believes what I'm saying to contact me and ask. And then we might do some dog convincing. You know, I just do it. 267.
Hey, can you hear me? You can hear me?
Yeah, I got you. Yeah.
Yeah, I got two things to say. The first thing is I'm so grateful for SW because that guy two callers ahead talking about you ain't talking about nothing. I'm so glad that I can see through all the bullshit now. Like, I got 3D glasses. The dude that just called, I can hear somebody talk and I can see right through them. So that's one of the good things that I'm truly grateful for about SW. But on the second note, the dude that was talking about the car got nothing to do with it. I mean, who you are going to shine through regardless of what you're riding in. You know what I'm saying? Like, that car is superficial. So it don't matter if your car paid off or not.
Hey, that's real shit. And you guys just listen. Do you know how a motherfucker from SWU chime in? Not only do they have a point, but they know what their point is about. Because we go deep. And it's scary. It's scary because the average motherfucker is a very surface person, and that's all they want to go into. They don't want to go into the who, what, and where, and why. They just want to say how. Who, what, where and why is what you need to answer with everything. And, you know, even though I talk shit like I talk, they know I love them. I'm a cuss because I love them. They don't trip on me because I ain't trying to see what you do right. I'm trying to see what's wrong. And I'm going to correct all that. And when that's correct, show me on your and then we'll be cool. I'm not paid until you graduate as far as how I feel. I want you to be a monster. And a monster in the best sense. Meaning that there's nothing. There's no kind of way. There's no formula that can make you not be you. Because there's no formula that can make me not be me. I'm not allowing it. And I don't think any of you should allow it. I think you should believe so in yourself that when it comes time to actually say something, it comes out without you even trying to say it. Because it's a real belief. It is not something you have to pick up. Because I do not have to think of what I'm going to say. It just comes. Because whatever comes in my motherfucking head, I know it's something I'm thinking. So I'm saying it. I don't say, well, Paul, I got to admit, I have said some shit that you said before. You okay? That's a good thing about being an instructor. Even though everybody looks up to you so you can give them direction, you hear so much slick shit that these motherfuckers don't know what's slick until you show up. And then I keep it. I didn't use shit. But any motherfucking way, man, let's get a little bit further into it. See, knowing that your crib ain't neat, that plays in the back of your mind. It thwarts your overall aggressiveness in your frame of mind about this month. Because in the back of your mind, you know, if you get into the crib, unless you're one of them niggas that don't care about shit, you know your crib dirty. Well, not dirty, but you know, not as arranged as you want it to be. So, how can you expect a woman to be comfortable in your bathroom if she sees a ring around your tub or stains in your toilet? I mean, dudes that live alone don't really understand that type of cleaning. Because I put my hand in my toilet and scrape that motherfucker all the time. Scrape my bathtub too. So what I'm saying is you got to be clean like that. In order to run a woman with your confident conversation, you got to inundate yourself with representing what you see out your mouth. You can't say things just to say them because they sound cool or whatever. Now, if you don't get into this mindset, this frame of mind that's going to make you more desirable. If you don't get into this mindset, you're going to never achieve what you're after because you're not making yourself desirable. If you're not concentrating on these things about yourself at all times, you're an undesirable dude. And women know it. You have to be after the whole woman. Yes, they're pussy. 224, what's up, man?
But it seems like when you slow down and lower your voice, it stops being choppy. You know, once you I already know once you get excited, you start hiccuping and stuff.
Hey,
it
brother,
seems like that's the same thing that's happening.
Stop monitoring me like this. I already told your motherfucking ass the shit is fucked up.
Yeah, well, I'm just letting you know how to.
What you're doing is fucking up the show for the rest of the motherfuckers. I'm on a flow, and you want to interrupt me to tell me something I already know.
Well, go with it.
All right, man, come on. Like I'm saying, you motherfuckers gonna be after the whole woman, not just her pussy. Let me ask you something. Have you ever seen a woman walk up to you, talk to you, without her goddamn pussy? I don't think so. So why in the world would you be concentrating on some pussy? It's standing right there in front of you. So it only stands to reason that if you go after that woman, you're going to automatically get that goddamn pussy when you catch her. So you can't put the cart before the horse. Or whatever. Yeah, you can't put the cart before the horse. It's a package deal. You don't get one without getting the other. Except for you guys go back. So you be trying to get the pussy, then get the bitch. How's that working out for you, fella? So you motherfuckers run on the bitch, not the other way around. You want to be a lady, then you got to be conscious of what your persona represents. I'm going to give you a gem. And it's only going to be a gem if you allow yourself to be past pussy. You're going to be only out if you be past pussy. You're going to be overwhelmed with how much of it comes to you. Just comes to you. And I'm saying, you know, this is just for square. This is the meaning of all walks of life. And women using the technique I'm talking about, it's going to seem as if it's impossible. Hearing about it is only a part of it. SWU is going to need tools besides the course, conversation tools, mentality tools. Put you in situations to help you think and do the right things. I fully thought my SWU shit out. See, and until you actually use these techniques and catch, you're going to think it's impossible, but that's only because you never caught a motherfucking woman like this before. You always let them catch you. All they got to do is say something inviting, blah, 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 you caught. You're going wherever they're talking about. Once you realize you can catch her, and you understand that your appearance and your nuts are responsible for catching her, you're going to talk about it. And things turn in your favor. The alumni who took me serious and became students to themselves through my courses are seeing the results I'm speaking about. And they're able think about who they catch tonight. They be so conceited and selfish that all they thinking about is what they want. This is liberating man is out on the prowl. These men who've taken the course are so conceited that they only think of what their particular mission is that night. Now, how did they do it? Meticulously, they did it. They took the course seriously. And they used all their power to tackle every obstacle I had. And tackle those obstacles, they tackled it with something they learned in the course. I'm not talking about dress appearance. I'm talking about the appearance they see when they're thinking about giving you some action. Dress is what they imagine. It's that oasis that they imagine in her having a lunch, a picnic. Yeah, I make a bank like that. See, even though your apartment looks like your car, it looks like your jewels, which looks like your clothes, even though it would be fucked up if your teeth was fucked up. That's why everything's supposed to match. It comforts a woman to see it. You start thinking, man, look at this. You start crazy. The key to really catch a woman is to get her to get at you. And when they see, you know, these motherfuckers that, you know, can really see something weird, they'll get at you. Did you know the way to do that is show all of your qualities as a genuine man? You don't have to get her All you got to do is be sitting with her, you know, when she get ready to sit down, pull the chair out, pull, rest her coat, you know, when you order her a drink, blah, 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 be very courteous. You know, don't rush conversation. You know, don't, when you speak to her, look at her eyes, look at her lips. You know, sometimes you can even look at titties. I'm saying, you got to be doing something talking to a bro. A few phrases he like to use, you better develop a few. You need to do that because a catchphrase is another sure way to catch a woman to use it at the right time, which is after you have allowed her enough time to see the real you. The way I use my catchphrases is is I lie. I mean, not lie. I mean, I tell them. It's like I'm leaving a trail for her to follow. I do this in my conversation the way I show you in the courses. A conversation is like me. I lure her away to accepting the challenge. Any kind of little punk challenge, you know, I got it. Because I'm losing the challenge. Now I've been with her for a few minutes. Then I see if I can accomplish my mission. To the waiting on her, I'll just make the challenge. There ain't no money. I'll put something like she has to untie the tie she loses. Now, I won't give her any hints. Then I'll come to the back. See, the same batch, my goodness. That's a good challenge. Each other, and the first one blinks. Lose. Now, kid game, and kids play that shit. But I'm an adult, so I got an adult twist to it. And I'm gonna be able to tell. I already know she ain't staring at my eyes, and I staring at hers without her blinking first. And there's a couple of things that's gonna happen. Help me do this. It's going on right now. I'm talking to her. Let's begin to the ground. After 15 seconds, and she's staring into your eyes. And you stare into her. You're juicing her. Now, this is a challenge without a reward. You can make the reward anything you want it to be, from a drink in the room. I don't know what you're going to do. But what I'm saying is this. What's going to make you outlast her is that the adult thing, just as you're staring at her, you're going to get closer and closer to her face. Closer and closer. And when you get an inch or two from her face, she definitely going to blink. But if she don't, you gotta to kiss her. So it's win-win. Man, you guys got to understand game. How to play. Because if you don't play, you can get to play. Now, we did this. Is the correct thing in my being if you want to catch. And I know it's going to haunt you for a few hours anyway. But that's it. You got to want this shit. You can't let me sell you something. Fuck that. I don't want to do that, though. Like, fuck you, motherfuckers, if you don't want it. I want to keep you thinking about what I said after the show is over. Because time is your when you goddamn roll the top. And, you know, I'm getting to the end of the show. You don't understand the importance of your friends. You can't understand the power of your friends. Now, these two things go hand in hand, your appearance and your frame of mind, because to make your appearance what it should be, your mentality has to get in the right place. And when it does, as you dress, your mind prepares for war. Because it's a war out there. We're winning. We winning, not men versus women. I'm not talking about that shit. I'm talking about Alpha motherfuckers, Betas, Charlies, and Deltas. Those motherfuckers are showing themselves. And they're not trying to. They're showing themselves. We know what to look for. We know how to see. Ain't nobody telling me. I'm going to think behind nothing. You can't play. You got to touch me or something. Leave yourself up. Other than that, they're suckers. They're awful. You. All right, I was going to say, all the questions better come now because I'm getting ready to goddamn end this show. 770, what's happening?
Yeah, what's happening, bud? I had a quick statement and a follow-up question. Earlier in the show, you was talking about how our attention needs to be our spinach. So I think I once heard you say, and I'm going to paraphrase it, correct me if I'm wrong, but if something along the lines of it's not so much about catching, but more so putting yourself in position to catch.
Yes.
So to tie that. Yeah. Hello?
Yeah, I'm here. Go ahead to tie that.
Okay, to tie that back into the spinach, and this is what I'm taking from that. So is the attention our spinach, because if we don't have the broad's attention, we ain't going to be in position to catch in the first place? That's kind of what I got from that.
So you take the word attention.
You just broke up a little bit. I didn't catch what you said.
Well, I ain't I can tell you, man.
Damn. I can't even hear you, OG. Shit. Hello?
You're a star in a play. And the play is going on at the ball to the star. Really are not. I just know that's what I think. And I know that what I think motivates me. So why would I want to prove myself wrong by turning around and seeing ain't nobody even out there? No. I'm going to walk in there and think what I think, be who I want to be, come out, do whatever the fuck I'm talking about, and drive on. Why? Because that's the real me. I ain't faking because somebody watching. I'm being me, even when nobody's watching. Do you understand the different kind of attention I'm talking about?
Only thing I caught was the last part of your statement just now, how you saying.
Well, revisit it, man. I think it replays better than it comes out, but I don't know.
Okay.
All right. Listen, you guys, I love it when we do this kind of shit. I'm serious. Nothing you ask me is off, foul. I mean, I used to get a lot of foul questions, and I used to hate it. I used to tell people, don't ask me no fucking questions. But, fellas, any questions y'all have, as long as they like this, real questions about real things, I'm with it. I'm out.